Seeing a ghost didn't shock me as much the second time around. Don't get me wrong, it was still strange and a little unnerving, but overall, I thought I handled it quite nicely. My day had started out to be a fantastic one, but it had gone downhill quickly. A sweeping saga titled Moonlight and Magnolias was being shot at Fair Tree Plantation, and I'd been invited to watch. The 1850 Antebellum Mansion made a gorgeous backdrop for the film. Maple, oak, magnolia, and dogwood trees covered the 12-acre estate. The three-story brick home sat at the end of a tree-lined drive. Silence surrounded the set as I watched the actors bring the script to life. The lead characters were embraced in a passionate kiss. Of course, 10 seconds ago, they had been arguing. As the gorgeous Nicole Silver wrapped her arms around her hunky co-star, Preston Hart, I noticed the sparkle of the ring she wore. Wow, it was huge. I wondered if it was her own or a stage prop. I'd never been this close to the action before. I'd once watched a movie being filmed while on vacation in New York City, but we'd been held back by barricades. Now I had a front row seat for all the action. I was thrilled that I'd managed to get on the set's special guest list. Apparently, helping the film crew with their vintage costumes had perks. My hometown of Sugar Creek, Georgia, had been a buzz since the director had decided to shoot part of his new movie right here in our little town. It's Vintage, Y'all, was the name of my clothing boutique, located in the historic section of town. Since I'd started blogging about my great vintage finds, I'd gotten quite the following of readers. It hadn't taken long before a few movies had asked for my advice with their costumes. This was the biggest film so far, though. Nicole Silver and Preston Hart had the kind of star quality that the media loved. I'd read in the tabloids that they were dating in real life. I had been beyond excited when asked to help with their costumes. Nicole's shiny blonde hair cascaded to her shoulders and had been styled like Veronica Lake's, with a peekaboo bang on one side. The black and white Christian Dior dress that I'd selected for her hugged her curves in all the right places. Her full red lips seemed to be in a constant pouting position. Preston was tall, dark, and handsome, with strong cheekbones and chiseled features. I'd give anything for his thick eyelashes. Even my most recent acquisition, a 1960s Gucci handbag. He wore black trousers and a crisp white shirt with a red and ivory small paisley wide swing tie. Fashion is my passion. I love what Coco Chanel said. Elegance does not consist in putting on a new dress. And that was why I wore an Eisenhower-era outfit today. Okay, maybe that wasn't exactly what she'd meant, but nevertheless, it was what I'd gotten from the quote. My name happened to be Cookie Chanel. Funny, right? We weren't related, as far as I knew. When I'd shown such an interest in fashion, I'd been given the clever moniker of Cookie by my granny, instead of Coco, because it fit so well with Chanel. And, I admit, I really loved cookies as a child, and I still do. The name fits me, so I still use it to this day. The movie was set partly in the 40s and partly in the present day. I'd had a wonderful time gathering the outfits for the actors. Of course, I had to dress the part, too. After all, vintage was my thing. Today, I wore a rayon chiffon blend red and white polka dot dress. The fitted bodice came down into a princess waist. It had double straps on the shoulders and a pretty red bow in front. I matched it with a red clutch purse and straw wedge heels with a tiny red trim along the edges. It was hard to look glamorous when your hair was plastered to your head from the relentless heat, though. Living in Georgia, that was part of life. But no matter what, I made the best of it. Nicole and Preston finished their scene, disengaging from their embrace and moving apart, their hands touching until they separated. It would be the last take for the day. I intended to stay until I absolutely had to leave. My visit to the set had been so exciting that I didn't want it to end. Shiloh Northcutt, the costume director, approached. She wore white knee-length shorts and a plain white t-shirt. She had definitely dressed for comfort.